Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network and producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and Phil Svitek, this is I Talk Movies. Long-form interviews with leading members of the film industry. And now, your host of I Talk Movies,
Lindsay Douglas. Hello, everyone. Welcome. You can follow us on Twitter and YouTube. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel, which is Popcorn Talk Network, and our Twitter handle, which is at Popcorn Talk. I'm your host for today, and you can follow myself on Instagram and Twitter at Doug Ventures. And I'm very excited about our guest. Please say hello to Mr. Sean Carter Peterson.
Hey, hey. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
You may recognize him. He's been on many TV shows like Castle, Southlands, NCIS. Mm. And he joins us right on the opening day of Pitch Perfect 2. And I'm so excited about it.
I am too. I'm very excited.
I don't even know what to expect from this one. Can you kind of give us a little insight about this movie and maybe how it's different? Or
well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, the first one was a great movie, and they just kind of just pumped it up this time. So there's a lot of, they kind of go over the top with it, which I think is great, and it works out really, really well.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can expect a lot of great songs.
A lot of great songs, a lot of great battles.
Oh, yeah.
Some, you know, they're going to tug on your heartstrings a little bit, which I think is always a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm not just biased because I'm in it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your character. Tell us what we can expect from going to see it. I mean, mm-hmm. I bet a lot of people, including myself, are going to go see it this weekend. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell us about your character.
Yeah,
and what
I play a character named Dax. Without giving too much away, Dax works at a record label. And Dax is one of those people at your job that comes up with all these great ideas that aren't necessarily so great.
Oh, no. So there's kind of like a smile and nod. Yeah.
But he really means well. Dax really, really means well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it like being able to film like a sequel since, you know, the first one was so big and just being able to be a part of like another one that's hopefully just as big as the first one? You know, what was like the whole experience like?
It was kind of surreal because I was asked to put myself on audition, put myself on tape for the audition.
Okay.
I did it as usual and sent it off and didn't think anything about it. And 2 months later, I get a call from my agent saying, you booked Pitch Perfect 2. And I was like, oh, great. Now I have to look it up and see what I did. Who is this guy? Who is this character?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I completely forgot because, you know, you audition so much.
Yeah.
You can't get emotionally involved. Because you would just be depressed all the time. Because, you know, you audition for maybe 100 jobs, you might get 3 or 4 on a good year.
You
know what I mean? So I kind of just put it back in my mental files and went and checked it out and was like, oh, okay, this guy, Dax. All right. Okay, cool. So I went and I went down to, they were shooting in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And looked at the call sheet and I was working with Anna Kendrick and Keegan-Michael Key, which was kind of blew my mind because I've loved him since I used to watch Mad TV and now Key and Peele. So I was kind of like, oh
my gosh. Yeah.
I'm working with the big dogs here. And then, there was somebody else. There's a cameo, by, Snoop Dogg.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I saw that Anna Kendrick Instagrammed that.
Yes.
And so that's from the movie.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So what was that experience like?
Yo. it's funny because it was the second day that we were shooting. And so it was me, Keegan, and Anna, and we were kind of just hanging out. We all knew that Snoop was coming. It was like, okay, Snoop is coming. So we're all just chilling and, you know, waiting for him to show up. And then once we hear he's there, we all kind of like clammed up like kids at school, you know.
No.
And I was a new kid on the block, so I'm already kind of like clammed up. Anyway, because I'm like working with these superstars. And then it's like, you know, now a bigger superstar shows up. So everybody really feels like they got to be on their best behavior. And Snoop walks in and he's like 50,000 feet tall.
Yeah.
And we're all like, hey, what's up, Snoop? How you doing, Snoop? You know what I mean? And the cameras are, you know, catching this whole kind of, you know, getting to know Snoop kind of moment.
Yeah.
And Snoop walks away and Keegan sits down. And he was like, and I had noticed something before too. Keegan was like, man, Snoop smells really good. What kind of cologne is it? And we were all like, yeah, dude smells like his cologne game is on point. You know what I mean?
What?
We never asked what it was because you don't really go up to Snoop and be like, yeah, Snoop. So what you wearing? You
know, can I mean? Get that? Yeah, can I get a sample?
Yeah, no, but and working the whole scene with all three of us was just awesome.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that scene. Yeah, that sounds like quite an experience.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I know we were just chatting a little bit before we started, but you have a musical background.
Mm-hmm.
And so does your character sing at all?
He doesn't sing in the film, this one. Yeah, no.
Have you ever done a musical, musical-based movie or show before?
I've only done musical theater.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I started out doing my very, very first, role was the role of Peter Pan in Peter Pan. So
no
I started
way.
Out singing and flying and...
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was pretty, pretty awesome. I used to sing in the choirs and stuff like that, you mm-hmm. know, in elementary school. But when I first got on stage, that was my very, very first job. So that was kind of where my heart was. So,
yeah.
And in high school, I was in an a cappella group, which was really, really cool. And so when Pitch Perfect came out, I was kind of like, oh, this is like... They're kind of cool again. Okay, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did. They made it cool.
They kind of made it cool
and
again.
And with Glee, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With Glee. And so, you know, and I was watching Glee, but, you know, I was kind of mad at first because I was like, wow, we weren't cool. This is cool. You know what I mean? So it feels nice to kind of be part of the cool group again.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Amazing. Yeah. And do you play any instruments as well?
I play piano.
You play piano. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Did you go to school for that or?
I did. I started playing piano at the age of four.
Okay.
I went to a school in Baltimore, which is where I'm from, called Peabody Preparatory. So I would take classes 4 hours a week, I think, there, and I would practice 2 hours a day. And when I went to college, I went to Vassar. I was going to be a double major in drama and music. And then after my freshman year, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be a concert pianist, like, because that's where it was going. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
That was kind of where I was trying to be, like the next Andre Watts, who was this big famous, you know, African American pianist. But I was like, yeah, it was going to go from 2 hours a day to like 6-7 hours a day. And I think I was just excited to just be out of the house and started mm-hmm. doing theater and more theater and
yes.
running theater groups and doing the a cappella choir that we had on campus. So I just didn't have the time, or I wasn't willing to put the time in.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last couple of years, I've started to play again. So that's kind of
you kind of stopped for a couple of years.
I stopped for a few years. I stopped when I first moved out here. I stopped playing and I just concentrated on acting.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I kind of need to do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you'd prefer more musically driven shows or TV?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why not?
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's so rounded. I think, mm-hmm. I feel like as an actor, you know, to
I
be able to
like...
bring that extra step or
Yeah. And it's nothing where there's nothing worse than watching a really good movie and watching someone who plays piano, but you know they don't play piano. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, they're just there. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody can't do everything,
yeah.
you know, but that would be ideal to, you know, do a job where that's part of the gig.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, play in real life and play on TV and film.
Yeah, then just,
know?
Yeah. I know you've done made a lot of appearances on TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot different than doing film?
It depends on the type of show. I've done multicam half-hour comedy shows,
mm-hmm.
Which I love because it's like you do it in front of a live studio audience. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's great because it's like you're back on stage again.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that it's you're blocked. You have an audience. You get to, you know, feed off of the audience's energy, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Hour-long shows, kind of like NCIS and House and stuff like that, those are more filmic in terms of how they're shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the only difference is films themselves take a lot longer to shoot. But, you know, an hour-long show can take you about a week and a half, depending on the schedule, a week and a half to 2 weeks to actually film.
Okay. And it's just for an hour?
For an hour show. Whereas a half-hour show, they shoot that probably 3 or 4 days, depending on what their budget is. Sometimes they just kind of get you in there. You learn your lines. You do your blocking, cameras, bop, bop, bop. And then then you go and do it in front of a live studio.
Oh, yeah.
So.
How long have you been acting for? Such a broad question.
I know, right? It's over 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I came out of here right out of college and started hitting the pavement.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you have amazing things to show for it. That's
well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like that's incredible. Like you're going after it and
yeah,
and
it's working,
you know,
so far so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any other big movies or shows coming up after?
I just, last summer, after I did Pitch Perfect 2, I shot a film called Stevie D, which is an independent film.
Okay.
And so that should be coming out sometime this year. I know that, I think they just finished post-production. And that's kind of like, switched identity mob film, if you will. So I get to play, a mobster's son's, like, part of his entourage, you know.
Oh, okay.
Of, you know, which is kind of
oh,
fun.
Oh, that's like, that'll yeah. be dark and.
Yeah, but I'm still kind of like the funny one, which
oh,
is.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So you'd like to play more comedic roles then?
That's kind of how I've been cast.
Okay.
I would like to do more dramatic roles, but, you know, I mean, I think most of what I do is always going to have some sort of comic bend in there somewhere, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Whether I want to or not, that's just kind of how I roll. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine with that.
And I feel, and if in a movie like Pitch Perfect mm-hmm. 2, you could definitely could roll with that mm-hmm. even more.
It was, I mean, it was a lot of fun because when I was working with Keegan, the scenes are meant to be funny.
And, oh, yeah.
And in the very first time we started working together, he was like, look, let's just have some fun. Like, let's, you know, you just throw some stuff in there, I'll throw some stuff in there. And I was like, throw some
we
stuff.
Throw,
like, we yeah. get to throw stuff? Like, okay.
Wait, really?
Really? Like, for real?
Oh, my you know? Gosh.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It
that
was
sounds
great.
Amazing.
So it was a lot of fun. So there's... It's funny because, you know, I can't wait to see if they have any sort of DVD outtakes. I know the movie just came out today and I'm trying to get the DVD. You
know,
because there was so right? much stuff that I know that they couldn't use because we had so much stuff that we
yeah,
had just thrown out
as
there.
Always.
Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like, you know, when you finish doing scenes like that, you're like, it's like you just kind of got out of the ring. You know, you're pumped up. Your energy is like,
yeah, let's go.
Bro,
let's keep
go. Let's do some more, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
And did you go to the premiere last week?
I did go to the premiere last
oh,
week.
Oh, how
this
was
time
that?
Last week I was getting ready.
You were it getting
was,
ready.
It was out of sight.
Yeah?
It was down at the Nokia Theater.
Yes.
Downtown by the Staples Center. And the Clippers were having a game at the same time, so it was mad
oh,
crazy
wow.
down there. And this was the biggest red carpet that I'd been on before
mm-hmm.
Because they had a stage set up, and then they had the red carpet going around where the stage was set up. On the perimeter.
Oh, okay.
So there were two sides of just photographers,
mm-hmm.
of shooting photographers, and then one long side of interviews. So
oh, yeah.
it took a long time to get through. I mean, like, and the cool thing is once you got to the corner, you kind of got to take a break for a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
oh, yeah.
it's like, it's some work. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
It was, and it, you know, you got to put on your big boy shoes. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But
oh,
it was
that
a lot
is,
of fun.
That is amazing. Is that the first time that you saw the movie completed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So how was that experience, you
it
know, being
great.
Able in the huge audience?
It was great because it was at the Nokia Theater, which is huge. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people, along with all the cast members. And the reaction from the audience was, it was kind of like, ah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they really like it. You
they
know what
laughed.
I mean? They laughed. Oh, God. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I didn't get cut out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because you don't really know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't see, if you haven't seen it before you go see it with an audience, sometimes you're there and you're like, oh, my scene got cut down to like a half of a wink. You know what I mean? So then that happens to people. You
oh,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Absolutely.
So you never really know when you put a lot of energy into going to doing press and going to these premieres and,
yeah.
and you know, and telling people you're in it. And then when you finally see it and you actually are in it, you're like, hell yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't lie, everyone.
I didn't lie.
I
see?
Didn't lie.
Yeah.
There I am.
Yeah. yeah.
That's so cool. Are you hoping to do a possible Pitch Perfect 3? If
you know,
there is one.
You know, I'm totally down. Dax doesn't die, I can say that. So
I hope no one dies.
Dax, no one dies. So you know, it's all possible.
It's supposed
for everybody.
To be a lighthearted one.
Yeah, it's very lighthearted and lots of love and happiness, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd be down. Hell yeah.
What no was problem. Your favorite musical number from
this one?
From this one. And from the first one for that matter.
Ooh. I like all the battles. The first one when
yes.
they were in the the pool, you know, in the pool at the very beginning when they had their very, very first battle.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That was
yeah.
my favorite. This one when they I can't tell you where they were, but they have another battle and there's four different groups battling.
Okay.
And they did a it's funny, someone asked me about this on the carpet if what kind of medley they should do, and I said they should
ooh,
do
yeah.
a medley about booties.
About booties.
Booties, yeah.
I mean, there's honestly enough songs
there's
about
enough
that.
Songs.
Yeah. There's
and,
enough songs. There's enough content.
They do. They actually did a medley about booties. And
no.
that's all I can say.
Really?
Yeah, it was
they
pretty dope.
They did?
It was pretty dope. And I kind of named off every single song that they would actually would do. And they
okay, like what?
Bootylicious.
Well, oh, yes, of course.
Bootylicious. A rump shaker. thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's one or two more in there. But yeah, and I'm not really giving away too much of it.
What about bubble butt? I mean...
Ooh, bubble butt.
Like, that's like a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you have to check it out and see if that one's in there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited. I'm totally going to go this weekend.
It's great. You've got to check it out.
Oh, I absolutely will.
It's a really, really, really good movie. And
it's almost like a cult of a movie.
It's a cult movie, yeah. And Elizabeth Banks, who was in the movie, of course, she directed this one.
Yeah, that was... So did you get to work with her?
Yes.
Right, how was that?
Yes. She was awesome. You know, when you work with a director who you know is an actor... It's kind of comforting already because you know that they kind of had, you know that they've been in your shoes, mm-hmm. Whether it's your first day or you're the newbie, mm-hmm. or you're tired or, you know, so you know that you have a friend on the director's side, in the director's chair. And she was really, really cool, laid back. You know, she was never really stressed out. Granted, the days that we were shooting, it weren't big, large numbers days. So it wasn't like she had like 50,000 extras and like, you know, five acapella groups to contend with and get all the camera shots and all that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It was a little more relaxed. And it was towards the end of the shoot, too. So she was like, look, say some of these lines and here's some alt lines and make it funny. Yeah, that was funny. No, that's not funny. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Just
very, like, straightforward.
Very straightforward, but always with a smile. You know what I mean? And when I saw her last Friday, she wasn't one of those directors that was kind of like, who are you? She was like, you were great, and thank you so much. And I was like, yay. You know what I mean?
She remembers me.
You know what I mean? So it was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome to get to work with her.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, have you ever done any directing or producing of things?
I have, actually. I've directed a lot of music videos.
Okay.
I've directed some short films. I've done a couple spec pilots. One was a reality show a couple years ago. One was a scripted half-hour comedy. So I've done a lot of different directing. So I know what it's like to be on that side, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, does it give you a more well-rounded view of being in front of the camera and what they expect?
It does, because you know exactly, you know, you have an idea of what they're seeing, and you kind of, when you're listening to what's going on around you, you kind of know where they are in the process.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of shooting what it is that you're in.
Yes.
So you can kind of prep yourself. You know when they were just setting up a shot. You know not to give all your juice away the first take. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are things that you know because you've directed, and you know when it's like you going in from the wide shot into the singles to get the coverage and, you know, all the little things that most actors don't really know firsthand. You know what I mean? They get it conceptually, but not from experience.
Oh, that's amazing. How do you like working on music videos? Have you done a lot of those? With your musical background, you would...
You know, I think it helps that I have a musical background because I hear the music, and so I have ideas in my head about how the shots should go based on the music itself. And I think it helps. And, you know, my last couple videos, I've actually edited myself as well because, you know, when you're shooting and you kind of... are in bed with a song for a couple weeks or a couple months, depending on how long your process is, you know exactly what you want. And sometimes it's easier to just do it yourself than to try to explain to someone.
Yeah.
Now, when you have the budget to do that, then to have someone else do it, then hell yeah. But, you know, in the meantime, sometimes budgetary constraints keep you from really being able to farm it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had to learn so that I can get the job done the way that I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you in Snoop Dogg tight now then? You're going to shoot his next video?
We the homies, man. I'm going to Instagram a picture
gonna,
I have on my
gonna
phone.
You're going to hit him up right now?
I'm going to hit him up. Like, let's do a collabo.
It's like, we'll do it. We're going to shoot. Yeah.
I'll play. He can rap. You know what I mean?
Just like do like a classical twist in it.
I'm saying. He's about to do a show in Vegas, I think.
And, oh, is he?
Yeah, totally. Everybody's going to Vegas right now. So
I know. I noticed that actually.
Yeah.
I know. What? Oh, for the billboards.
For the billboards.
Yeah.
The billboards are this weekend. But he's also going to do a kind of cool retro Snoop Dogg kind of, you know, smoking jacket type of show too.
Just like one show or like
a couple?
I think
it's going to be a short run.
A short run,
yeah. I don't know if it's going to be 2 or 3 or 10 or 15, but I did see somewhere that he's doing that. So, you know, I'll come play a couple songs for him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Holla at your dog.
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see Pitch Perfect 2 and to see Dax.
Yeah,
AKA
man.
Sean.
Dax is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that I didn't ask you.
Hmm.
More of, I don't know, maybe to viewers out there, if they're listening, if you want to offer any advice to aspiring actors and musicians who are trying to make it out here.
I would say you definitely need to be taking classes, mm-hmm. whether you're an actor or a musician, unless you're working professionally. And even when you're working professionally, I mean, I coach all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For acting and music?
For acting. Well, when I say I coach, I mean, like, when I have auditions for pilots, I go and I have somebody work with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because you want to have someone with an outside eye to kind of direct you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It helps. It helps tremendously. So take classes. Find a good coach to work with you. If you can't afford an ongoing class, find a good coach. I work a lot with Leslie Kahn. Over at Leslie Kahn and Associates. I work with Tim Phillips. Mm-hmm. I have a few different coaches that I work with. So depending on the type of work. So yeah, I'd say take some classes, know what you're doing, do student films, just get as much practice as you can so that when you walk onto the set of Pitch Perfect 4, you know what you're doing. You're not so freaked out because you're going to have so much energy, nervous energy behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it helps that I've studied so much and worked with so mm-hmm. many different people, because when I walk on set, I'm nervous as hell.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Was that your biggest one to date, your biggest film set that you've been on?
I did a movie a couple years ago called The Host.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And that was a longer shoot for me. I was working with Saoirse Ronan, who was nominated for an Oscar, and a whole bunch of Frances Fisher. So mm-hmm. it was like, you know, it was a huge cast. It was kind of, you know, the aliens have come to Earth and they are inhabiting the human bodies, and we are the last remaining humans living in caves. You know,
it was a fun movie though. Was it fun to shoot that?
It was a lot of fun to shoot.
Yeah,
that was another one that was shot in Baton Rouge, and we got really, really close. Everybody was really, really cool. We ended up shooting exteriors in New Mexico in the desert.
Oh,
which was really, really great because they had all these futuristic Lotus cars that were all silver.
So, oh, wow.
So Lotuses and the motorcycles were all silver. So that juxtaposed to the desert background, there was sandstorms, and it was really, really great.
Oh, that's
it was
like a lot it's of very fun. Apocalyptic.
Very much so. Very like it's like, you know, post Mad Max when the aliens have come. You know what I mean? So
after the aliens have come, Mad Max.
Right. So we're like the Mad Max people, and then the aliens are like, you know, the New World people.
So that was more of an action.
Yeah.
Like, were you shooting a lot of action scenes when you were doing that?
Yes. There was some gun stuff. There was some stuff on a cliff where I had to kind of jump off the cliff and die and... Yeah. And,
oh, no. Really?
Yeah, uh-huh,
is that how you died?
That's how I died. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was a whole half a day dedicated to me jumping off the cliff.
And so you actually did it?
I actually did jump off the cliff. But then
that's
they
pretty
cut
adventurous.
That part. And then I was... You saw my face and then I was just dead. So it was kind of like, oh, man. You know,
like I jumped.
I jumped and it was
I did
great.
A lot of jumps.
It was great.
We
I mean,
practiced.
But it was a lot of fun. I mean, but, you know, it was serious because, you know, I mean, I have a dance background from college. So it was like...
Gosh, you just do everything.
I mean, you know, I'm more of an actor who moves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not really dropping it like it's hot seriously, unless it's like a party club scene. I did like modern ballet.
I did ballet for 12 years.
Did you?
Yes.
Nice. See, my ballet was like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, but you did like modern after. Oh my goodness, get out.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I was trying to...
I like that.
Just trying to get my triple threat on. And then,
yeah, you really are.
I went to New York and auditioned for a few shows and realized I'm not a chorus boy. Like, no, they're really spinning and doing that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like...
It's not me.
Yeah.
Give me a party scene.
I feel like you're more of a chill. Yeah, you're more... Oh, yeah. You're like, I got these chill moves and they're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome and chill. And, you know, get a couple good shots and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not going to be standing up there all night dancing.
No, I'm not standing center stage spinning and twirling. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. What's been your favorite show or movie to work on? To date?
I did... My last appearance on television was on NCIS New Orleans.
Oh.
And that was a lot of fun.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, because I got to shoot in New Orleans, and we were shooting in the quarter the whole time.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got chased through the streets, you know what I mean, of New Orleans, and got arrested, which is fun when you're playing it on TV, not in real life, you know what I mean?
It's like your alter ego.
Yeah, my alter ego. You know, I'm always kind of like the bad boy that's not really that bad, kind of, which is funny. I never really did the job, you know, but they always think I did it.
It's not really me.
It's not really me.
Whatever.
I play it on television.
Yeah. No, you're too nice to be the bad boy.
So far.
So
far, that's kind of how it's been, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd be fun to get chased and pretend to shoot people.
It was great. You know what I mean?
Did you jump off any more cliffs or buildings?
No, but I had to run through the streets of New Orleans, which is fun.
That's being chased, of course.
Yeah, and I get shot, and I got shot, so that was cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the age.
One take. That was a one take shot.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice. I had the, you know, the
thing
bullets
on.
And the things. Yeah. And hear, and, you know, stuff in your ears to keep your ears from blowing out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it gets that intense.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Wow.
And then, I mean, you know, when you have the earplugs in, you can't really, it sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you kind of...
And, like, do you feel the shot?
You feel the shot, okay. Because they had the squibs in me, so I was all, you know, laced up, and I had stuff going up my leg and up the backside and all that. Not up the backside, but, you know, up my back.
up the shirt,
up the
yes.
shirt thing, yeah. And you can feel it, so, you know, it's not that hard to react
no.
for real, you know yeah. what I mean? Because, you know...
You're like, oh, that hurt, actually.
Yeah.
Got a bruise.
Which was fun. It was fun. I wanted to do it again, but they were like, we got it. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're like, I'm just that good?
Right. Thanks.
Yeah, we got it. We're
sure?
good.
No, we don't have time for that. Let's move on. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the most fun.
The most fun so far. Mm-hmm. And then you have a couple new projects coming out. The independent
DVD,
film.
DVD, yes. DVD's coming
DVD,
out.
DVD, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where's that going to be? Where can we find that?
Good. I think it's Stevie D the movie on Facebook.
Okay.
So you can check it out there. And I have a link to a trailer for it on my Facebook page, which is Facebook/ Sean Carter Peterson.
Sean Carter Peterson.
And then there's one SCP fan page.
Okay.
It's Facebook/ SCP.
SCP. I like that.
Yeah,
so
man.
It's way shorter.
Hashtag SCP, I'm saying. So holla at me.
No one else has that. It's him.
It's all me.
That's all you.
As far as I know.
I know. We should look that up. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
again, guys, make sure to check out Pitch Perfect 2.
Mm-hmm,
see your boy.
Yep.
Sean Carter Peterson,
yep.
or SCP.
SCP.
And then where can they find you on Twitter?
Twitter
or Instagram?
And Instagram. It's at Sean the Maestro. SHAWNTHEMAESTRO. At Sean the Maestro.
The Maestro. For your old production company.
For my production company,
yes.
Maestro Entertainment.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
It's your production company now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for stopping by. Make sure you check out our Popcorn Talk segment on YouTube, which is the Popcorn Talk Network, and our official hashtag on Twitter, which is at Popcorn Talk. I'm Lindsay Douglas, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Doug Ventures. Sean.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you. This was great.
I had a ball.
And
get
make
some
sure
popcorn.
You follow Sean. And maybe we'll get popcorn because we have some out there.
Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.